This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New unemployment claims in Colorado have dipped below 10,000 for the first time in 3 months. State labor officials say nearly 9,900 claims were filed last week. That's down from a peak of 104,000 claims in early April, when Colorado's economy was just beginning to feel the pinch of the pandemic. The industries most affected by job losses this week include food service, education, retail, and manufacturing. A recent spike in coronavirus cases could jeopardize Garfield County variants from some statewide health restrictions. Carrie Godis is with the county's public health department. She urges people to wear masks, maintain social distance, and to stay home if they're sick.
They're the same simple things that we've been preaching for so long, but they continue to be the only tools that we have.
Garfield County confirmed 44 cases in a recent two-week period. If the county hits 60 cases over 2 weeks, it could lose its variance, which allows more occupancy in restaurants and places of worship. Local officials say they fear a spike could also keep the county from entering the next phase of the state's reopening plan. Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennet has joined most Senate Democrats on a bill to change the names of military bases named for Confederate generals. The bill would give the Pentagon a year to find new names and to remove monuments, displays, and other items that honor the Confederacy. Grave markers would be the one exception. The question of renaming military bases has divided Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he'd be okay with it. President Trump opposes the idea. Colorado temperatures are above 90 along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.